Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Now that stupid commercial stuck in my head.
I have an annuity in any castle.
Hold your AG, wife, wife, A7 castle.
It stays in there.
It does. And they made a bunch of different ads, but the song was always the same.
Yep. Yeah, that was them on the bus. I'm trying to... There was the actual opera itself.
It's very sticky.
It is.
It's so damn fun.
Yep. And it's a great commercial because all the different people on this bus. I mean, you got a construction worker next to this guy who has horns coming out.
It's almost like the Village People.
Yeah. Well,
not really.
Not really. No, no. But it's like
yes and no.
It's kind of like the Community, but then you got the guy with the Viking.
It's more normal. It's not as over the top.
It's like folks you may see on a bus, except for, you know, the guy.
The Viking.
The Viking, yeah.
Yeah, but
then
are...
again.
Yep.
You see a Viking on a bus, yeah. You get off the bus.
If you drive to Minnesota, you may see that.
I do like that the construction guy in this commercial has his hard hat on just in case there was any debate. He can't carry it. He's got to wear it.
Yeah, he's wearing it, yeah.
Yeah, on the bus.
Right. And I forget, at the end of the commercial, there's two people standing at the bus stop after they get dropped off by this bus that had this whole opera on. And then that other person walks away and just the Viking person just standing looking confused.
Yeah.
Like, where am I going?
You know, it got stuck in my head this week. I don't know why. I think we were going to talk about soup or something. Oh, because Campbell's is closing its Norwalk office.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't even know they had one.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that was when it was hurt there.
Apparently,
yes.
They had a headquarters over there or whatever. And they're moving them out to, over to Jersey.
Yep.
It's like being and not all the jobs are going to make it over there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah it's a bummer.
That sucks.
But I was like, wow, we had the Campbell's soup in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Good.
So that's what got stuck in my head. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Yeah.
That little jingle was brilliant because that thing, you hear that once. What is this?
Campbell's soup commercial.
Is Barry Manilow?
I don't know what the exact commercial was. I just pulled up the first one.
Is Barry Manilow
sounds good. Good reasons to give someone a warm hug.
A warm hug from Campbell's.
I guess they felt before.
That's when it was so established.
That yeah.
Got it.
Like, we're doing different versions of this now.
Apparently, they wanted to stop before Michael Bolton got a hold of it.
When a man was a Super Bowl!
Whatever happened to Campbell's soup? Like, no one buys them anymore.
It's still there, yeah.
I know, it's still there.
I mean,
apparently someone's buying them.
Their alphabet soup, the noodle soup, still killer.
Nah, I think Progresso came in and took over.
Yeah, but, you know, if you really want the OG of soup, you want Campbell's. I mean, everyone's going to Healthy Choice and yada yada. You know what? It is what it is. It's food in a can. It has lots of salt in it. Just eat it and shed it.
It's a lot of salt.
Why are you so mad about it?
I don't know. Because I feel for Campbell's.
I think Progresso is a better soup.
Do you still buy soup in cans?
Once I met Jennifer and we moved in together, that was over.
Oh, her soup's a killer.
You know, that was my diet. Yeah. I'd have a can of soup for lunch every day.
Yeah.
It would be Progresso.
Like soup in the can? I actually prefer mine in a bowl.
You can tell it's a single guy shopping. Like, I have no wedding ring, and I have 18 cans of soup on the belt.
Yep.
With water.
Did you have a ranking of your favorites? Like, oh, I'm saving that one for Friday.
Yeah, what's the wedding? It's like
Italian wedding soup. That's the easy number one.
Escarole's a good one, too. The escarole soup, nice.
I always got weirded out buying that one in a can.
Minestrone's good. Does Progresso have a good jingle?
I have no idea. I don't think they have a jingle.
I thought they had a really good Italian-type commercial. I can't remember.
I can't think of it, yeah.
I mean, that damn thing's playing in my head.
I mean,
good.
I mean, if you want it.
Good.
This is 1986.
Who does Chunky?
The name Progresso means progress in Italian. But we don't put too much progress in our soup. Where we come from, you don't fool around with a classic soup recipe. Which is why our minestrone is still a classic. We still think chicken noodle soup should be more chicken than noodle. That may not be progress, but it's delicious. It's not that Progresso is against progress. It's just that too much progress would spoil the Progresso.
No jingle.
Who does the who does Chunky?
Campbell's.
Campbell's? Okay, Campbell's.
Cool. Yeah, that's when they realized we got to put more stuff in our soup.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They called it Campbell's Chunky
Sirloin
soup.
Burger is the bomb.
And they did a great thing where they were hiring like one of the big football players each season to do the commercials.
Yep. Eat your chunky soup!
Yeah.
What's Mike Strahan's mom. Did you eat your chunky soup?
Oh, Donovan McNabb did one. Yep. Yeah, they did. They had got a few of them for a while.
He comes in all giddy in his football outfit with a whole bunch of the guys.
Yeah, they do. They turn into little kids.
Before I go to break, I just got to tell you this weird thing. So the Campbell's soup jingle was playing in my head all week because we were going to do that story.
Yeah.
And then I had a weird dream where there were rats in my house, but it was the first house I bought. And there were rats in my house. This had turned into a Quentin Tarantino type dream.
Really?
There's rats in my house. They're running around with all of my previous pets, all my dogs, my cats. They're running around and they're mingling like they're friends.
Okay.
And so I go and I grab my gun out of the drawer and now I'm shooting at the rats, trying not to hit my pets while the Campbell's soup jingle's playing. And I'm like, this is goddamn.
Campbell's makes
bang, bang!
Weird. Some men are using a type of dissolvable gel similar to lip filler to enhance their manhood.
Oh, that's got to hurt. I'm sorry, but you inject something right there. That thing is not being used for quite some time.
Yeah. Procedure takes about 30 minutes.
30?
And the filler is injected under the member's top layer of skin.
Nope.
An extra half to 1.5 inches is recommended to maintain a more natural look.
Yeah.
No, but this is width, not length.
Oh, they're going for girth?
So you mean girth?
Yes.
Yep. Oh.
Okay. An extra inch and a half. What the hell? Why not? Sounds painful.
Sounds like you got to do some stretching.
What are you stretching
representing
exactly?
The women.
Are you going to use a pry bar?
Or anyone with a vajayjay. Yeah.
Right. You can use a pry bar or what?
Who would have to do the stretching?
Definitely her. And then I don't know, he would really have to make sure things, she feels comfortable, she feels relaxed, there's a water so that she can really open.
Case of friction. Good idea. Case of friction. Right.
You're gardening over there.
Literally. Right. If I saw that thing and I was like not feeling warmed up or like in the moment, I would be like,
yeah,
where's
that's
that
not going? That's not happening.
Yeah.
You need to put that away.
Yeah.
The effects can last for months or even years before dissolving.
Really?
Okay.
What's the number?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, really?
Can we get this folks in studio?
Apparently, the procedure can help satisfy in the bedroom and give men a confidence boost. Quote, we've had people tell us that they've gotten job promotions.
Seriously? Whoa. Wow.
The confidence hack. Well, it's
see,
a thing.
I can see you working hard.
How are you going dressed for the interview?
What's a pants on your band?
Right. What's the job?
What are your qualifications?
Well, I could carry the morning coffee to work with mine. Right.
Want to see me crack a walnut?
Hey, I'm knocking on the door, and I'm not using my hands.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'm still in the car in the parking lot.
That's funny.
Well,
how much does it cost, do they say?
It doesn't say. Bill, you want to Google that?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Not really.
So it goes Bill's computer. What do you mean? Security clearance.
I would want a great doctor. I would want to see the last 50 penises he did. Not that I want to see penises.
That one was clean.
Right,
this time, no,
that one was clean.
Should we call in Julie?
I don't want mine looking like some deformed squash.
Right.
I want someone who could do this evenly and perfectly.
Like a bad gourd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want it to look like a cucumber.
Yeah, really.
On steroids.
Like the folks with really long nails because it's all kind of curly, cute, and weird.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
No, and I'm not doing it in some guy's garage.
Yeah, no.
Like, this is a medical office.
Right.
I want to see the diplomas. They have a Groupon for it? I don't know.
I want to see diplomas on the wall.
Exactly, yeah. Like, legitimate diplomas, not ones you just photoshopped.
Yeah, print it out.
Sounds too painful, though.
It does sound painful.
Yeah. Did they get anesthesia before? Because that, I'm sure, hurts alone.
Yeah, anything all more than a caress down there is painful.
I found a treatment place in Dallas that does this, and they are called Fallowfill.
Fallowfill. It's a good name for it. Fallowfill.
I love people.
Make it sound tough.
It looks like they have two locations. Oh, a couple locations. Would you like to guess the locations?
That could be his nickname.
Boca.
Now.
Somewhere in Florida. Somewhere in Florida.
Miami. Wait,
yep.
Yes.
Sugar Daddy's. Sugar Daddy location.
We have Dallas.
Vegas.
Place where money is, yeah.
Vegas, yeah. Yep.
Chazanega.
L.A.
So,
L.A.
Now, if you do that, doesn't it make the beans look a little small for the package?
This is fine. True. This is
I
true.
Love
yeah.
that
yeah.
point of view, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's
yeah.
fine.
Right.
No woman says, I like a nice large set of beans.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not really
no.
like. Yeah. Not really like weighing.
That's another upside.
Stuff.
Your beans look smaller.
Yeah. Take a percentage dice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Talk about cost.
I was still on locations.
They're covered
let's
by insurance
see.
Per pound. Yeah. They cover everything with those.
All right. So this is one of those. I just gave instructions 5 seconds before the end of the commercial break. So we're just still pulling it all together.
Yes.
we're going to do the 99-cent pyramid.
Okay.
And Scott and AJ will receive. And so they'll have to try to guess. And
right.
Phil will give the clues.
As he always does.
Comedian Emily Sierra in studio. We're going to just stand by and
okay.
hang out.
And
all right.
laugh.
And
played,
laugh
I've never
and
played this game
ourselves.
Before, so here we
you
go.
Feel smart.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
Scott,
ready.
Scott
I'm so
Haney,
ready.
Channel 3, weather on. We have to give Phil a second or two to grab. Right.
I've never played this game. I have no idea what I'm looking for.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. 100,000
pyramid questions. Yes, questions and answers.
No,
you only
not
get 60
questions.
Seconds.
So it was like what Scott just did, things a chair would say.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So that's
so
what comes
say,
up.
Oh, so I'm the, so,
so,
soft.
The, so okay. the board is in the shape of a pyramid.
Right, right.
And
right.
you work from the bottom up to
so
the top of the pyramid.
Say, okay.
So the so one square will turn, then it'll say things a chair will say.
Right. All right. So tell what I'm reading here, tell me if I'm off. It'll give you a category and it'll say you know, all the answers are gonna be sort of in this realm, and then each one gets
give me just read one of them.
So it'll yeah. say things associated with boats.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
All right.
That's
okay.
right. So you would say, oh, my oars hurt after being in the water.
Or you don't even
oh,
have to say that because
is...
that's not what a boat would say. It's
yeah.
not what a boat would say. It would say things associated with. So you would say oars.
Yeah.
Right.
Motor.
But, so it'll say things associated
water,
with boats, but
stern.
Then I have like six different
sugar
words to give
drunk
you.
People. Expensive.
Yeah. Natalie Wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I get it, but I have no idea.
All
I
right.
might ruin this whole bit because I don't know how to play.
All right,
that's okay. Join the crowd.
Commit
no,
to
this
the
is
bit,
fun.
Phil.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here come. You got to play the clock underneath you.
Oh, damn it. Oh, okay, hold on. This is a mess.
Sorry. Too much.
Things, okay.
Things a producer would say.
No.
Okay. he yells at you if you have, like, a light on.
Dad, think his dad would say.
Okay, but you're somewhere in public.
Things of movie theater.
Closer,
say.
Closer. What's the name of the guy?
Usher.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes, the Usher.
That's it? We got it?
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Well, that was that name,
okay.
But now there's more, right? So
okay.
It's sticky when you walk on it.
My bathroom floor.
No. Same place.
My underwear.
Movie theater floor.
Yeah, but what's the name of it in between the seats?
Popcorn.
The armrest.
No, you don't walk on the armrest.
You didn't say I go to the movies?
I said it's sticky. You step on it.
You step on it. Sticky.
Candy.
In between the seats. It's called what?
It's
gum.
Called the
gum.
Aisle.
The aisle.
Oh, my God. Thank you, AJ. I was motioning my arms like an aisle.
When you're walking in, you see these hanging, and they're promoting other movies. All right, things you see at a movie theater. Poster.
That was fun.
That was I have no idea how to play the. I don't even know if I'm playing right. I have no idea.
You're doing a great job.
No, you're doing. You're supposed to change the subjects. It doesn't. Should all be about movies.
Well, I asked. I said it's a category, and then all the answers are in that category.
Well,
oh,
I said go
no,
because we're live, and I just wanted the game to start.
Yeah.
I wanted more game and less conversation, so I, you know, that's my fault.
Okay,
I
want to
say 99 cents first.
All right,
oh, yeah, you
I'll
win a dollar.
Time.
So he wins a dollar?
Wait, no, you didn't get to the top of the pyramid.
No, we didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
We only got like 2 out of 6.
Okay. Right. Our money is safe.
Yeah.
So far, yes.
Okay. All right, we'll try again.
Okay. All right, here we go.
What I'm doing right now, asking questions.
Annoying.
Yes, but what is if you had to take this in a classroom?
Teaching. Test.
Not
test.
Another name, but a smaller version of it.
Quiz.
Yes.
Professor,
all right,
teacher.
It's a kind of dance. Nope, I don't know that one.
Cha-cha. Tango.
Think of
disco,
music with a lot of improvisation.
Interpretive dance.
Jam.
Same starting letter, but a different term.
Jazz.
Jazz, yes.
Jazz.
All right, so like when you shave your head and you have little tiny hairs left, it's...
Mohawk, buzzcut.
Stubble.
All right, similar to that, but with a different starting letter. It's more soft than scratchy.
Fuzz?
Fuzz.
No.
The mythical land from the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oz.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so what's the category?
No, we got it.
Words that end in Z.
Yes! That's it!
We made it.
We did.
Wow.
And that was like with 2 seconds left.
But there was four of us.
Yeah.
So we should have
four
of us guessing, one giving. So it took five people to do what two people could do. So
I also don't know if I'm doing anything correct.
You are. So we each get
that's exactly how you do it.
We each get a quarter, right?
Divide our
earnings. Get 99 cents.
Right. Cool. Now, there are certain rules. Like, I don't know if you can give the letter. You could say same letter.
That's what I mean.
I don't think you can do that.
Or rhymes like rhymes with. I don't think you're allowed to do that either.
Right. You can't do
fair.
That.
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
That right. sucks.
It's not like charades like yeah, that, right?
And
right.
they have your hands tied down.
Really? Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah, your hands are tied down.
Scott,
in, like,
maybe in your
straps.
Version?
And there's a ball in your mouth?
Right, and they're whipping you?
I like this version.
Right.
That's interesting. So the new version, they tie your hands down?
And they tickle your feet.
Yeah, I think always. Your hands are in straps, so you're not allowed to use your hands.
I never realized that. Is that right?
Italians can't play that game.
What are you watching?
Listen,
sorry, family. What are you watching? Kickavision?
Only Chaz was looking at me, but I was using my hands a lot to give clues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, same. I was like running my arms up and down at AJ, like, ah!
Oh, I know. That's like someone fight me. I'm like, boom. There you go.
In the normal part of the game, you're allowed to use your hands, but in the $100,000 round, you're not allowed to use your hands.
Oh, interesting.
In the $100,000 round, okay.
Yes, in the winner circle.
Yeah, they don't want you to win. That's why. Keep the money.
Bastard. Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you guys got it wrong.
I'm sure we did.
Yeah. What else is new?
Did you just wake up?
Tell them.
Been here for 20 years getting it wrong.
The category is Chaz and AJ, yes.
When you play the pyramid, you can only give one word clues.
Oh, one word clue.
That makes it weird.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Before you get to the pyramid, you can give all kinds of clues like you're doing. But when you get to the pyramid, your hands are strapped down, so you're not tending to use them, and you give one word clues.
Wow.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
I have to watch the game to be familiar.
Hold on. I got some audio. Right, so
wait, keep Thank this you. Woman on the phone.
All right, hold on. Lady, stay on.
Yeah, don't move. Great time here.
Grant, please notice you're sitting on your hands. That's it. Don't use your hands. Give a list.
Sitting.
You get stuck on one.
Yes,
we had a problem with one yesterday. Maybe we stayed too long. I should have jumped in sooner. If I do, that's a reminder the clock's running. Gentlemen, for $10,000, here's your first subject. Go.
91356.
The telephone numbers.
Zip code. 21582.
Zip code.
Things on.
Four digit number.
It is zip code.
Oh, you got that wrong.
I'm very beautiful, the most beautiful woman in the United States.
What Miss America would say.
Really?
The Hawaiian, the Aleutian.
Islands.
Islands.
Oriental.
Races.
Oriental, shag.
Racism.
Types of carpeting.
That would never work today.
Tonight's dinner.
Gulf Stream.
Trade winds.
Rivers.
Types of winds.
Gulf Stream.
Types of currents.
Right. Things with current.
Wow, that's good.
The radio. The
things you turn on. Things you listen to.
The lighter.
Things you push. Things
paycheck.
You plug in.
Things you get information from.
Compartment.
Parts of a car.
Things you store.
Parts
things
of a
in.
Dashboard.
Right.
Things in a dashboard. He had 1 second
wow.
left.
When he made that.
Damn. Damn.
Oh, my God.
I love
so
the
excited.
70s decor.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, it's totally
70s. Oh, brown and orange.
Yeah,
brown and
mustard.
Orange.
Yeah, like a bad
cheap.
Howard Johnson night bulbs.
It's a sizzler. Scott, did you want to talk to the...
Yeah, let's put her through a test.
Okay.
Oh.
We have 45 seconds.
All right,
Scott,
here we go.
You're on with... What's your name?
Terry.
Terry, all right. Scott
Terry,
and Terry.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go, Terry. Orange. Lanes. Cars.
construction.
Things in a highway?
A witch's a hat. Ice cream.
Terry, cones!
Cones!
Cones, you got it! You got it, Terry! Traffic cones!
It's still early.
She sounds like jazz. That was great.
All right, Terry. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.
This is the Fubble Montage.
I just want to say, this week I had to cut a lot more than I've had to cut in recent weeks. This was a particularly bad week.
Thank you.
Monday could have been all we needed.
It's not just me, right?
I had a real good one.
Yes.
Well, let's find out what Phil picked as the top five flubbles. A flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Okay. All right, now I have a head full of shower cap. A shower cap full of dust. Yeah. Okay.
What?
Shower cap full of
head full of shower cap is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. But you turn into like a dog. Right?
All right, now I have a head full of shower cap. A shower cap full of dust. Yeah. Okay. In my defense, I had a whole bunch of shaving cream on top of my head.
That's true. There was a lot going on there.
Trying to spill it.
Okay. Yep.
All right, here's clip number two.
Yeah. What was in her night case?
It was, you know, it was her female don't get pregnant stuff was in there.
What, birth control?
Yeah. Well, yeah, use another term. Some intrauterine device or something like that, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, no one asked that question. Like, what was in there? Nobody cares what's in there.
Female don't get pregnant stuff.
I'm a curious person. I make a living being curious.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, at the time, I'm trying to think of how did Chevy Chase describe it? Because you're IUD or something like that. Yeah. So I couldn't think of it. So, you know,
her female don't get pregnant stuff. It's the best I can do.
Hey, let's go out this weekend. You're gonna bring your female don't get pregnant stuff.
Yep, I feel like I got an IUD right now.
If not, in my wallet, I got that thing. It says the female don't get pregnant with me stuff.
Yes.
Idiot under duress. I'm sorry. All right, here's clip three.
Jeff and Monroe, National Lampoon's
Big
Vacation
Eyes,
Movie Trivia. Baba Dabba Doo, what's your name?
You were just testing him.
That was Monday at 9:20.
Yes.
When the first seal popped.
Yep.
And then he continued.
Hey, guys, I'm glad you're refreshed from your vacation.
He was great. He's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. I didn't start working until Wednesday.
All right, here's clip four.
It's the most commonly picked most commonly picked Powerball numbers. Yep.
Baseball.
I don't even know how to explain that one.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No.
Was that Tuesday? Because, like I said, I didn't come back to work till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mentally.
I think it was Wednesday because that was when the drawing was.
You just said Tuesday, Phil.
Nope. I got to be accurate. I'm sorry.
Really?
My whole
paint a bullseye
life.
On the sidewalk, my lands.
Now, follow me through this because this is a compliment to you.
Uh-oh.
My whole life, I wanted to be on this radio station. And I always thought, you know, the people on this station are just too talented. I could never do it. Then I heard the Lich, and I was like, I think I could do it. If they let him on,
right,
I could do it.
Uh-huh.
I think you're just opening the door for a lot of people to get into radio.
It's why I'm here. My whole life, everyone's like, you mumble. I'm like, did you see Exhibit A?
So where's the compliment part coming?
That's it.
You inspire people.
You're inspiring people.
With your faceball.
People want to.
You know what else? Face plant works, too.
The don't get pregnant
as in off the roof. Four stories.
We have one more clip.
What?
It was your idea.
I should probably sing now. Today, I'm going to have to play every million.
Yep.
So good.
I want to forget that day ever happened. That's great. I'm just going to forget the day. That day never happened.
It's wait. Every moment. Oh, no.
Gone. It's gone. Yep. Have a week.
I thought you were great. All right. I think sometimes Rob Ray scares off people.
And sometimes, all the time.
Can you be more specific?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Comedian Pat Oates in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Rob Ray.
Hello.
Yay. Hello,
sir.
The Tuninator.
The Tuninator.
The Tuninator.
This guy knows his music inside and out.
Yes,
and
he does.
When you hear you're going to be taking him on in Stump the Chumps, it could be a little intimidating. But you get to Google. He cannot.
That's
we're
true.
We're all going to back him up here, but he's the lead guy on this one.
Yeah, with the pips.
It's pop songs from the 70s. Everyone who stumps us gets in the running for one-day passes for Saturday. Sound on Sound. That's
nice.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. 203-882-9757.
Stump the Chumps.
Al in Tennessee, you can't win, but you could play. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. The song is Joy.
Apollo 100.
Yeah, he is good.
Wow. Holy damn. I don't even think I know what the song is.
I don't even
know
what just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an instrumental on Box Jesu, whatever the rest of the title is, from 1972.
Jeez.
Made by a bunch of English studio musicians. It was their only top 40 hit.
Yeah.
There's a computer in there.
That's right. That's unbelievable. Every single time I'm amazed.
Wow.
If he took on that IBM, what was the name of that computer? That
Watson.
Watson. That thing would just smoke and just melt into itself.
I never heard a computer complain before. It just said F you.
Julius.
All right. You guys, you know what? I just dialed in. I wasn't quite sure the challenge.
Bye-bye.
Brian.
Yes, large cold brew, three cream, three sugar, and a Boston cream.
Wow. Thank you. Please have a...
Get me a blueberry
now.
Muffin.
First one, now.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
On what?
Yeah. According to Tina Turner, where do you go to town on Saturday but go to church every Sunday?
We're doing lyrics. Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. You go to town and there's... not, what's love got to do with it? We know that. 70s.
I would say Nutbush.
I don't think you're allowed
good
to.
Good answer. That is was it? Great. Love you guys.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, jeez.
Nutbush.
Yeah, wow. She did a song, Nutbush City Limits.
Okay.
Which Bob Seger did.
Right. He remade so, yeah. for the live
yeah.
album.
Mm-hmm. Right.
John East Haven.
What the heck?
Yeah, what the heck?
I know.
That was also her nickname. In the early days.
Hey, John.
Hey, in the song Ariel by Dan Friedman, he and Ariel got in his new VW and went where to get something to eat?
Paramus Park.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Okay, yep. All right. That was another part of the lyric. Let's
okay.
see.
Let's see here. He's computing.
You can almost hear it happening.
Yeah.
I hear.
Well, I remember the munchies, so we made some spaghetti line, but I can't think of where they actually went.
Wow. McDonald's?
You want the answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, go
we're
for
not
it.
Helping.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
All right. Yep.
Course,
you got it.
Of course. Yep.
You're in the running. You're the first one in the
holy
running.
Moly.
But it was Dean Friedman. Right. But it was Dean Friedman, not Dan Friedman.
Oh!
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, do we give it to him?
No, because Dan Friedman is the one who talked about the part. So
there's
there
only
go.
One song called Ariel.
Yeah, you know what?
Put him in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, but man, Rob gets a point for that.
Oh,
yeah.
Knowing that.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Wow.
Jeff in Middletown.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
The name of the song is Stony End.
Barbra Streisand.
You're good.
You're good.
Mike in Southbury.
Kevin Underwood says that.
Hey, Mike. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good
morning. I got a hit song. If you could read my mind.
Gordon Lightfoot.
But, yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Al in Tennessee is back.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. One more time. Just, it wasn't 1972 for that song. It was 1971.
Joy? I'm pretty sure it was 72.
Yes. Yeah, but you weren't asking the year.
Right.
Phil can look that up, see if Joy by Apollo 100, what year it was. I think it was 72.
But he got the answer to your question correct, right?
This is true.
Okay.
Just, formality.
Al's walking away all defeated. Right. Like, but you didn't kick my ass completely.
Yeah. Right.
I got a couple of
you never got me down, Ray.
I got a couple of shots in there, too.
Never got me down, Ray.
I'm smart, too, Mike. I'm smart.
Joe in Torrington.
Good morning, guys. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's been. Where have you been?
Yeah, we've been doing the same stuff. It's on it's you. That's
where
on you.
Been?
Yeah.
No, you guys changed the time, and I work at 6:20 when you guys do the top 10, so I can't call in normally.
Okay.
That's why I'm kind of driving around doing nothing.
You're Dan Ford Coley for a second.
The plan, the plan worked. No, I'm kidding.
All right, what's your question?
So, 1979, Germany's entry to Eurovision. Famous songs include Moscow and Pistolero.
I have to take one pretty soon.
Is there a question here?
A German group from 1979.
That? Right.
The only German groups I know are Scorpions and Kraftwerk.
And Nina.
So,
the Nazis.
Is this a 70s pop hit? It's got to be a top 40 charting song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's top 40.
Okay.
In German.
The band is Genghis Khan. The German spelling of Genghis Khan.
No.
I know Shaka Khan, but I don't know Genghis
Khan. I know the Wrath of Khan.
Khan! okay, we're going to put you in, but we're going to verify.
Yeah.
So thank you, Joe.
The Chumps.
Ricky, 7 C's.
Uh-oh.
70s pop songs.
All right. Here we go. Since we're talking about pop music.
Yep.
Pop music by M.
Yes.
Who was the artist?
Robin Scott. On the label, it was M, but his real name was Robin Scott.
Yeah, all right.
It hit number one. It was released on Sire Records, and it was one of the worst videos ever made.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is.
Yeah. And to hear the defeat.
Yeah. It's no argument.
Yeah, I got him with this one. I know I got him with this one.
I heard the air leave his lungs.
Yeah, right.
Gave a chest shot.
By the way, Genghis Khan of Germany did not chart in the United States.
There you go. So we only have one person in right now?
I believe so. Yeah. That would be one person. Yes.
Rick and Meriden.
Hey, yeah, guys. This is probably too easy of a one. Loving Cup. It seemed appropriate with your theme today going on.
Yeah. Hmm.
What's the question?
Yeah.
Who sang Loving Cup?
Who sang it?
Yeah.
Who sang Loving Cup?
I know Loving Spoonful.
I can't think of a song called Loving Cup.
Loving Cup.
Was it Dairy Queen?
You got it.
Oh.
You got it.
There was no song called Loving Cup.
Bull. Yes, there is, man.
No. He's saying that the band's name is also Loving Cup.
Oh, okay.
Loving Cup by Loving Cup.
Nice.
Yes. Well.
No.
That's what I mean.
Rick, I got to go. I'm sorry, man.
Making my head hurt.
It can't be a riddle.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a question, and then we have an answer, and we have a winner or a loser.
If you say,
you're a loser.
Yeah, what do you bring to the sperm bank? I'd say Loving Cup.
All right, Rick. Thank you for trying. But we can't get too complex.
Lots of love here.
Steve in Middletown.
That's the Rolling Stones, by the way.
Morning, crew. What's going on?
Hey.
All right. So the Bee Gees had the most number one hits in the 70s.
Okay.
Yes.
Who was second place? Who had the second most number one hits?
Second. I would say Paul McCartney.
Ooh, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
That other Brit.
Wow. All right. So we have two people in the running.
Right.
Take one more. Clark and Bethany.
Okay, radio related, and I may have already given you the answer.
Okay.
By Charlie Daugherty.
What?
Huh?
Radio related by Charlie Daugherty.
Radio related song by Charlie Daugherty.
What does that mean? Radio related song.
Charlie Daugherty. The song is Pilot of the Airwaves.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Here is my request. Yeah, I remember that song. Yeah.
Stump.
Wow.
The Chumps.
Even when they don't ask the question well, he's like, right. I got it. I connected the dots. Yeah. I filled in the information you purposely left out. I got it.
The Rob 3000 got it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It's like watching Columbo. You're like, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'll bring my raincoat next time.
Rob Ray, thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Great.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. Nice. Man. Really unbelievable.
Wow.
I'm stunned. There's only a way to make money off of that.
Seriously.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.